Brave New World, a dystopian novel written by Aldous Huxley, is considered one of the most revolutionary literary achievements of our time. Huxley weaves a society built on immediate gratification, where every citizen is given access to sex, drugs, and any material objects of comfort that they desire. Yet in a world where no one goes wanting and every whim is met, there is no freedom. The futuristic people of Huxley's Brave New World are prisoners to their own desires, and thus beholden to the government which fulfills them. This is the idea, or one of them rather, that make this novel so revolutionary. Huxley's idea of political submission through pleasure rather than force was unprecedented and has rarely been seen since.
The inhabitants of Brave New World are not even truly aware that every aspect of their lives are so meticulously controlled. They have been blinded by years of conditioning. They have been genetically modified to feel content in their stations in life. They have allowed every negative emotion to leak out their systems by numbing themselves with state-provided drugs. They have no urge to rebel against their government. Indeed, they do not have the will to contemplate such a thing.
George Orwell, a contemporary of Huxley, took a different view of a futuristic omnipresent government. In his novel, 1984, his society followed in the view of most scientific fiction stories of his days and ours. A world where the people have been beaten down and abused by the all-powerful state. These people have had their will tamped down, broken, and they're utterly destroyed. Huxley's characters in Brave New World, however, are profoundly thrown off than Orwell's hopeless, victimized characters. They didn't just have their wills broken. They never had any will to begin with. It is an interesting idea, control through pleasure rather than pain. The tyrant's worst fear is that his abused subjects will grow up here and rebel, so he takes away their rights and delivers brutal punishments in order to obliterate hope. He makes no concessions for the people under any circumstances, operating under the adage, if you give a foot, they'll take a mile. But sooner or later, the people do find a way to rise up and fight. The old order is always broken. Revolution is always up ahead.
Not in Brave New World. Its inhabitants have been engineered in such a way that they will never even consider fighting for a new way of life. They are monitored and manipulated just as ruthlessly as the people broken by force, but they are unfazed by it. They actually support and believe in a way of life in which they have no say, because they have known a dictatorship that delivers artificial happiness rather than real and acute pain. Their whole outlook on society has been changed. They have come to believe in and trust a world built on conformity and constant surveillance.
In May, the people of Brave New World want for nothing, fear nothing. They are plagued not by war or sickness. They are not even aware of their lack of control in their own lives. So they are truly oppressed, like Orwell's tragic protagonist, or is barely acknowledged subservience to be envied. The characters of Brave New World can't think for themselves, but they also cannot hurt themselves, so maybe control through pleasure doesn't fit our interpretations of right, justice, or enlightened. But perhaps the society of Brave New World cannot be entirely demonized either. So you choose a happiness, if artificial life, without strife or free will.